Weather conditions across the Midwest will be a little bit calmer today after yesterday's light snow and wintry mix occurring across many areas. We'll find ourselves a new storm, though, that is going to move across the region as we move forward through the day tomorrow and into Thursday. The moisture totals that occurred in the last 24 hours were mostly on the light side, running upwards to, we'll say, 0.2 inches. A lot of areas saw less than 0.15 inches, and there was one location in central Missouri that had 0.32 inches. There was actually more than 3 inches of snow that accumulated in a small part of central Missouri, mostly down in the Ozarks, though. And it looks like the forecast continues to suggest that as we go forward through the next 24 hours, we'll have relatively quiet conditions occurring across the region. The snowfall yesterday, by the way, was running mostly from 1 to 3 inches across a fair amount of the Midwest, with it concentrated on some of those more western and central locations, so from Missouri and Iowa and parts of Wisconsin into Indiana and southern Michigan. Well, as the next storm system evolves in hard red winter wheat country, we'll likely see our weather relatively quiet for a 24-hour period. The moisture that comes out of the plains will likely be focused more on parts of Colorado, Nebraska, and eastern portions of hard red wheat country, leaving the southwestern plains without much precipitation. The storm system will intensify as it moves out of the plains and into the Midwest. We'll likely see a number of areas picking up on significant amounts of rain and snowfall as we move through that two-day period. The moisture totals that are going to occur will likely run upwards to about 0.75 inches in a few locations across the heart of the Midwest. This particular area is probably going to be from Missouri into portions of Indiana. We'll likely see some strong thunderstorms occurring to the south across parts of the lower delta and even into the southeastern corner of the country. This storm system will likely allow for some significant snow to accumulate as well. That is most likely going to occur across portions of Iowa, as well as in neighboring states of maybe northernmost Missouri and northwestern Illinois into parts of Wisconsin. There's a fair chance that some of these areas, the southern part of the region I just described, may see a little bit more rain before it changes over to snow. So the snow band will be a relatively narrow band. We'll probably see several inches, though, occurring in the band itself. Once that system's out of the way, we'll see a couple of cool fronts kind of cross the Midwest, but really not much in the way of meaningful precipitation until we get to the end of the weekend and early next week, at which time a new storm system, or a frontal boundary, I should say, starts to cut across the northwestern portions of the region. That frontal system will bring a little bit of rain and snow again and back across parts of the Midwest. This particular disturbance could bring a little moisture to the upper Midwest where it's been so dry. I'm not going to hold my breath, though. I think it's probably going to produce something up there, but it's going to end up being very light. It's interesting to look at some of the computer forecast model runs this morning. A major winter storm was suggested by the most recent computer forecast model run for the upper Midwest, actually for the Midwest in general, but it does bring significant moisture to portions of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa, and Nebraska, all of which have been suffering from dryness for quite some time. Be real careful if you want to try to buy into this particular storm system. I have very strong feelings that it's not going to verify. It's way too intense, and there's too much cold air coming in behind it, so look for future model runs to make that a less significant event. So don't get caught with the models fooling us into thinking that there's going to be significant relief to the dry bias in that region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.